Join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. As always, we have some dynamite global headlines for you today. You know, God has a prophetic plan. Nothing is a surprise to God because He has a plan. He knows what mankind is going to do. We make the choice. He gives us a free choice. We make the wars and everything else. But He knows. He has a plan. You know, Jack, would you just refresh our minds right now on God's prophetic plan?
I believe the next thing on God's calendar is the rapture. Someone said, don't give me that stuff. You can't find the word rapture in the Bible. One can find it in the Latin Vulgate, the Catholic Bible, penned by St. Jerome about 1,700 years ago. And when he got the 1 Thessalonians 4:17, where it says in all of our Bibles, caught up, he had rapiamored, raptured. Do you know that there are many churches today that do not believe in the rapture? But they are very confused people. They are ignorant brethren. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, where Paul discusses the subject. Now, why do I say that? All right, every Christian church believes in the resurrection of the dead, right? John 5:28, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming into which all who are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth unto the resurrection of life, and the evil unto the resurrection of damnation in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15, and they're hopelessly lost. But what is the resurrection of life? Oh, these preachers say that's when all the dead come out of the graves. Right. Now, what happens to the living at that time? I don't know. Because you don't have the answer. The only answer as to what happens to the living when the dead rise is the rapture. Here it is, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, with the dead, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You can't say that when you talk about the resurrection, and that's all you have, because it does not include the living. And that is, again, what Paul speaks about in 1 Corinthians 15:51. He said, I show you a mystery. Detective story? No. A mystery is something that is found the first time in God's Word. You can't find the rapture in most of the Gospels, maybe just a reference. But Paul was given the ministry of preaching the rapture, the great mystery. Now here is dead and living. I show you a mystery. We shall not all be dead, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we, the living, shall be changed. For this corruptible, the dead, must put on incorruption. This mortal, the living, must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? If you don't have a rapture, you don't know what to do with the living, so you better get your Bible in order. Now, right after the rapture comes the hour of tribulation, and that's a seven-year period recorded in Revelation chapter 6 to 18. It's going to be a horrible time. And Jeremiah 30, verse 7 says, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. Jesus said in Matthew 24, 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as never was since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be again. But I've got good news for you. We believers will not be here. Watch you therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass on the earth. Revelation 3:10. I will keep you from, the Greek word is ek, out of, the hour of temptation and testing, which shall come upon all the world. We're going to be kept out of it. Now, God is intelligent. He knows the Hebrew. He knows the Greek in which this book was written. He gave it to the people. If he wanted to say you're going to go through it, and you're a post-tribulationist, he would have said dia, D-I-A, through. He didn't. He says, ek, out of. Praise the Lord. We're going to hear the shout very soon. Come up hither, Revelation 4, verse 1. And we're going to miss chapters 6 to 18. Revelation is written chronologically. We're gone in chapter 4, verse 1, and we miss chapter 6 to 18, the most horrendous time in history. And guess what? We're going to come back with Jesus 7 years later, and that's actually the second coming. You can't call the rapture the second coming because it's in the heavenlies that we meet. The second coming is when we come back to earth with our Lord. So he took us there so we could come back for the second coming. Now, we're gone in Revelation 4, verse 1. I love this, Rex Ellie. In chapter 5, verse 9, it shows the saints who are already there because of the rapture. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy, Jesus, to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, every tongue, every people, every nation. And we, Jesus, shall reign on the earth with you. Oh, praise the Lord. This is the greatest interracial ecumenical thing that's ever happened in the history of the world. But then he goes on to reign because Revelation 11:15 says the kingdoms of this world, not in heaven, on earth, have become the kingdoms of our God, his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever and forever. And we who reigned with him for the first 1,000 years in Revelation 20, verse 4, now reign with him in Revelation 22, 5, forever and forever, forever. That's the plan.
I just want to say that we need to be ready for that time when the coming of the Lord is so very, very, very near. Would you please pray the prayer of invitation? This is why we come in your home, so that you can open your heart to the Lord.
You don't have forever to get saved. The time's short. Prepare to meet thy God, Amos 4:12. Look at me, pray it. Lord Jesus, I need you. I'm sick of my sin. I'm sick of the way I've been living. I want a change. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Change me today. Save me. Cleanse me. In your holy name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Today we've given you so much to think about. And perhaps it brought fear to your heart, especially when Jack said the Lord's coming soon and you're not really ready. Oh, I trust that you prayed that prayer, that you opened your heart to the Lord. And I guarantee that when he comes in, he'll bring peace, he'll bring joy. And you know what else? He brings forgiveness. How wonderful to be forgiven of anything that we don't want there. Allow the Lord in your life and he'll give you all of that and so much more. If you prayed the prayer, write to me. There's my address. I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. I always say this, week after week, the Lord will walk with you in that new direction into which you want to go. So let me know. I love to hear from you. God bless you as you walk with him. You know, friends, so often we go to bed and we begin thinking about things that are on the morrow and we just don't know how to find peace in it all. But I guarantee this, we can sleep in peace when we remember that God is awake. How wonderful to trust in him. We look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you and so do we. Very much. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added. Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information.